Hi, and welcome to my podcast on digital age. In today's podcast, I'll be focusing on the ethical use of technology in the classroom. As teachers, as educators, we need to be thinking about what kind of technology we're using within the classroom. And we have more responsibility now to think about this because technology is becoming a part of teaching. People are using more technology when it comes to learning and within classrooms, and we have to understand the ethnical, social implications this would have as teachers, as educators. We have to think about how this will affect our students' ability to learn. It's also our responsibility as teachers, as educators, to ensure our students navigate online safe spaces safely and responsibly within the classroom setting. As a teacher, we need to be thinking about what kind of technology we're bringing into the classroom. It is our responsibility that we ensure we're using the right types of technology within the classroom. We also need to be consider the students' privacy and data protection. With a lot of data, emails, logins, we need to be making sure, like, how is it used, data protection laws, parents and students being informed. That's why I think it's very important we ask questions before adopting any technology within the classroom. When it comes to child safeguarding in digital environments, as teachers, we need to make sure that the learning spaces we create are protecting the child, and that we have to look at safeguarding within the tools that we bring into the classroom, because there's been an increase in recent years of cyberbullying, inappropriate contact, online predators, and we need to make sure that these platforms that we use are secure and we can monitor the discussion within these platforms. I also, as a teacher, I think it's very important that we teach students how to be safe online. And I think when it comes to being how to be safe online, I think not that much people know how to be safe online and maybe would share a bit too much information, especially with the younger kids. And I think this is our duty as educators, as teachers, to inform our students about the implications of social media, about how to be safe online before we introduce them to new platforms. I think it's also our responsibility as teachers to educate our students on how to be communicating responsibly online and to take in account their digital footprints that they leave online. As much as technology has been pushed a lot in the educational system, and teachers are using more platforms to teach children through these platforms like Teams, like Kahoot, and these are some platforms that I use a lot in my classroom, such as Kahoot, to see like up to how much the student has learned at the end of the lesson. But also we have to take into account that maybe when these students go back home, they might not have, they might lack the devices. For example, they might not have a device at home where they can use internet access or even a quiet space to work. And we have to take these things into account. So as teachers, maybe it will be very clever to provide these students with printed resources. And also, like, some schools I've worked in, the current school that I work in, actually lend laptops to students who don't have enough money to own one. So overall, I think as a teacher, we have to be aware of the implications when using digital technology within the classrooms. And when it comes to students, they need to understand how to use technology in a safe manner. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope this episode reflects well on how we can create a safer, more ethical digital learning space.